Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Neocon's second day of the show in Chicago, and I'm in the Mannington Commercial Space on the 10th floor with David Sheehan and with Lindsay Wilson. David, you're Vice President of Hard Surface, and Lindsay, you're actually a design consultant with Corgan, right?
That's correct.
It's good to be with you, David.
Good morning. Happy Neocon to you.
Let's talk about the show for just a quick second before we get into what's going on in your space. Yesterday, full day, amazing traffic, right?
Amazing. I mean, our showroom was packed. You know, we feel as if traffic is up big time versus last year. I don't know if you're seeing the same thing.
That's what I'm hearing as well. As a matter of fact, some people are saying that it's borderline getting close to where it was pre-recession.
It's been tough to get an elevator.
Lindsay, I see you're a principal with Corgan. Give us a little background about Corgan and where all you focus your time.
Sure. We are a architecture and interior design firm. We're based in Dallas, but we have offices all over the country and the world, actually. We have about 400 employees, and we focus on corporate and interior design, on healthcare, aviation, and mission-critical practices.
Do you do any other product collaborations with any other firms?
We have not. We're certainly open to that, but at this point, we've had a great relationship the past 3 years with Mannington that's been really rewarding for all of us.
Yeah. Now, David, in your space here, you still have the same space on 10, and you have Amtico in here as well, right?
Indeed. You know, when we made the acquisition 2 years ago, we went ahead and we consolidated the space. I think Amtico used to have a space down on the 7th floor, so now everything's together and integrated.
Okay, you've got some exciting products to talk about. The one I think we'll focus on in the hard surface area is called Intersected. And Lindsay, your relationship with Mannington, this is your third collaboration, right?
That's right. We have been fortunate enough to work with Mannington for the past 3 years. The past 2 years were on modular carpet collaborations, which we really enjoyed, but this year we got a new challenge, which was to take a look at LVT and really take a look at what the corporate design sector is looking for and how could we create a pattern that would really be appealing to that market sector for Mannington.
It's called Intersected. As we've watched LVT, we've seen that for many years it's tried to emulate hardwood or tried to emulate stone or, you know, some other product, but that's not the case here, right?
Exactly, that's not the case. And what we really wanted to do was to take all the great properties of LVT and create a graphic impression on the floor. So we're calling this a graphic floor tile. It's a much larger scale pattern with actually 8 different tiles, 36 by 36, that can be combined and installed in a variety of ways to really create a large scale dynamic pattern on the floor. Mm-hmm. And it gives designers a lot of choice of the 3 colors in the product that they can choose how those are put together and to really have limitless possibilities.
And the inspiration behind this, tell us a little bit more about that.
You know, the inspiration behind it, we really work collaboratively as a team at Corgan and collaboratively with Mannington when we do these products together. We brought about 15 of our designers together and just started talking about what trends we saw. And this idea of shards and angles, a really angular expression, was something that kept recurring. We were really inspired by a beautiful photograph of the Brooklyn Bridge that shows all the cables and lines intersecting, if you will. And as we continued to develop the pattern, those connections really started to become apparent.
And David, this is being offered in the Amtico line.
Indeed. We're actually developing a kind of a new price point that we're going to call Amtico 20. We think it's going to fit into that price point.
A couple other things that you're talking about is, I guess Amtico is now offering a custom cutting program?
Yeah, and you know, that's something that we've had for many years, but it's been unfortunately the best kept secret in the industry. And we're trying to really stress to folks about the uniqueness and the capabilities that we've got at the Amtico plant. Not a lot of folks in the industry can do the things that we can do, and we can create kind of endless possibilities with regards to what folks may want for their floor. And it could be a logo, it could just be a custom layout. The way we've got it set up is all folks have to do is literally sketch something out on a piece of paper, email that to us, and then we've got a person that will develop a custom CAD and really develop and realize whatever their dream is for the custom floor that they're looking for. So we've got a number of installations that are here in the showroom that show that. And it's something that really differentiates Mannington and Amtico versus the other folks that are just playing in LVT.
And since you make the product in the United States and you have this cutting operation nearby, it shortens your window of being able to ship custom product, right?
I mean, indeed. I mean, you know that we just came out with a promotion on the top 100 SKUs in both Amtico and Spacia. where we're guaranteeing that those products are going to ship within 5 to 7 business days, right? And if they don't, we're going to take 10% off their order. And that's very unique in the industry. Now, the custom cutting capability, the lead times are a little bit longer, but it in no way compares to the 14 to 16 week lead times that you've got when you're sourcing product from China.
Now, while we're talking about hard surface and in this space, when there's an end user or design firm that doesn't want to use PVC, you have an offering there too, right?
Indeed. We're finally launching our product called Enlighten, which is a polyolefin rubber composite. So it's a non-PVC sheet product. Comes 2 meter. It's got rapidly renewable content in it. It's also got some post-consumer waste. We use some windshield glass that's been broken up and put into the product. It's got the characteristics of a rubber product. It's got the comfort underfoot, but it's got the ease of maintenance of an LVT product, and it installs just like a sheet product. So you're able to put it in for far less from an installed cost standpoint.
All right, great, guys. It's good to spend time with you. Again, been talking to David Sheehan, Vice President of Commercial Hard Surface, and Lindsay Wilson, who's principal with Corgan, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.